Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It, and we're continuing our South by South of Houston series. We turn our attention to a film that's all about Baltimore. Sometimes a film comes along that defies any one singular description, and the documentary Dark City Beneath the Beat does just that. The performer known as T.T. the Artist also defies easy categorization. She's a singer, a rapper, and a producer who is the founder of the record label Club Queen Records. She also directed the documentary Dark City, which is her debut. The film creates a vivid portrait of contemporary Baltimore by intercutting interviews with longtime residents with a narration that's led by music. And I'm thrilled that it brings T.T. the Artist to our show. Welcome to All of It.
Hey, how are you?
Good
to be a part.
I mean, love this. This film is like a collage. That's the word I keep coming back to,
yeah.
Because you've got the man on the street style interviews and the beautiful shots of the city and music video style vignettes and some beautiful performances. Why did you decide on this collage kind of format?
Well, you know, originally when I started to work on the film, which was about 10 or so years ago, it's been a decade of work in progress. I originally had this idea of creating a film that was about Baltimore, Baltimore's creative scene, but I just didn't want to take the traditional approach that we do with most documentary storytelling. And so the story became less about the trauma and more about the creative with Dark City Beneath the Beat. And I thought it was important that to tell this story, maybe it's best to actually show the art. Pull it out of the streets, put it in a space where you can look at it from a more critical view. And also, versus just having people talk about what the cultural climate is, how can we show that through song and dance? How can we show that through poetry? And I think for me, just being an artist who found my sound in Baltimore, it's so important for us to have that type of exposure through this film because resources are so limited in Baltimore for creatives, as well as the spaces that we have to work out of. So my goal with Dark City was really to shed light on this positive subculture coming out of Baltimore City.
What was it, what is it about Baltimore that really lends itself to this kind of filmmaking?
Well, honestly, Baltimore is such a diverse and colorful city. It's so much charisma in Baltimore. And I don't think people, if you haven't lived there, if you haven't visited, you won't get the full scope of that based on what we see in media and previous content that has been released highlighting Baltimore's social atmosphere. And I just think it's a special place that, you know, flies under the radar often compared to other major music city hubs. And I'm just excited that, you know, we're at this phase right now where we have the opportunity to really shed light on this community. And that's what really was special to me, you know, the people, the community, how they come together through music and through art.
There's so much great music in the film. And for listeners who don't know, what is the Be More Club genre?
Baltimore club genre is derivative of, it's a breakbeat genre, so it's derivative of house music, hip-hop, and the BPM, which beats per minute, usually ranges between 128 to as high as 140. It's fast. It was often in the past used samples to create the sound, and as the sound evolved, started to create original vocals, which is why the soundtrack is so special, because we went and worked with a lot of local artists. I executive produced and worked with a producer by the name of Mighty Mark, who's a Baltimore Club pioneer, and we developed an all-original soundtrack to kind of help narrate this story. So it's a really, really big part of the film because it's really taking the sound and the genre and just expanding on it, evolving the sound. And I just think it's so important right now for Baltimore to really show the world that, like, this sound comes from Baltimore, and the artists here are just super talented, and just some amazing things are happening in the city.
The name of the documentary is Dark City Beneath the Beat. T.T. the Artist is my guest. She is the film's director. I'm going to play a clip from the film of two young men. They're talking about dancing and why dancing is so important. And then you and I can talk about it on the other side of the clip.
Baltimore club music, it's like a rush, raw, energy. It's everything. It's emotion.
I grew up without a mother and a father. My grandmother raised me. I was getting in a lot of fights. Personal problems that I go through, like family issues or other things. Dance means a lot to the community because it keeps us occupied and it keeps us out of trouble.
See, we used to dance at the harbor. Like, we were one of the biggest tourist attractions. Everything's just shutting down now.
We need resources and we need spaces. Some of the kids I actually watched grow up in the dance scene turn to the streets.
In Baltimore, you have to fight for respect. We dance in the streets because we don't have anywhere else to go now.
So tell us a little bit about those two young men.
So those are the voices of TSU Terry and TSU Rum. And TSU Dance Crew is a local dance group that I've worked with over the course of the years. We've performed, we've toured together, and they are really much so part of the dance community. And they're basically speaking about how limiting the spaces are. They literally dance in the streets, whether it's in the alleys or in the parking lots of community project homes. This is what they're fighting for. You know, there's a lot of inner city youth looking for outlets to express themselves creatively, and there's not much recreation for young people in Baltimore City, especially young people of color. So Terry and Rum are really just talking about their experience and how not having spaces affects the community. And so they're really bright young men, and Terry especially, he's going off to now tour across the world with Baltimore Club Music and teaching workshops. He literally came from dancing in the streets to now teaching and inspiring a whole new wave of upcoming dancers from Baltimore.
That's fantastic. My guest is TT the Artist. The name of the film is Dark City Beneath the Beat. You're in the film as well. I can tell you exactly what point, 46 minutes in. Why did you want to incorporate your own story as well?
Well, to be honest, originally I wasn't. I didn't want to become the TT show or the movie about TT the Artist. But, you know, I've been in Baltimore for, you know, 10 to 12 years and spent most of my adult years there. And it became my home as well as the sound defined my musical identity. And I also wanted to represent for a female voice, you know, because I think it's important that we illustrate and tell our narratives. Because if we don't, I feel like often women's contributions to music get left out. So I really thought it was important to have a woman vocal in there and just talk about the things that I'm doing as well, because the city and the community has welcomed me as a part of this culture. And so I only felt it was right to at least highlight some of the initiatives that I have going on, like starting a woman-focused record label, Club Queen Records. We'll be celebrating 2 years, and it's really a label that's all about bringing women together, empowering them, and collaborating through music and showing how, you know, guys can do it, we can do it despite our differences, and just creating a platform where we can support women voices. And so that's really why I wanted to show who I was in the film. And I was a little hesitant at first, but I was like, you know, I got to tell this story as well. And it just is like one big family to me, and I just wanted to be a part of it.
Yeah, Club Queen Records, first of all, you have some dope merch. The merch is really good.
Thank you.
And what's the inspiration for the label's name?
So Club Queen Records, the name actually was inspired by DJ K-Swift, who was a female DJ of color from Baltimore who was known for really putting Baltimore club music on a global map. She was the DJ responsible for taking some of, you know, the local acts and putting them on primetime radio. She was running the clubs. And unfortunately, she passed too soon. Mm. And when she passed, there was such a void left. And that was actually around the time where I came back to Baltimore. And I just felt like she started something with Club Queen. She was the original Club Queen. That's what she called herself. And, you know, one day I was on the internet. I was like, you know, I want to create a label. I feel like we need this. You know, just from my experiences of 10 years being an independent artist. And DJ K-Swift has such a voice, and I started to feel like I had that voice as well. And I was like, Club Queen Records, let me start Club Queen Records. We need this. We need this. Whatever she started, I wanted to be the person that came in and pushed it forward. And so she was definitely the inspiration behind the name of Club Queen Records. Rest in peace, K-Swift. And I just hope that from here we can really, really make noise with this label and with the music that we're putting out with the artists that we're collaborating with.
My guest is T.T. the Artist. She's the film director of Dark City Beneath the Beat. It is one of the films that was supposed to be screening at South by Southwest, so we scooped up some of her time and brought her to South by South of Houston, our little series we're doing on this radio show. But I thought it was interesting that you said, T.T., in an interview with the Baltimore Sun, that you actually wanted local audiences to see the film before it went mm-hmm. on the festival circuit. Why was this so important to you as a filmmaker?
Well, there came a time with the festivals where we knew we wanted to hit the festival market, but there's a big problem where you cannot screen or do public screenings for your film prior to its world premiere. So midway through the process, I had a rough cut, and I wanted to share that and give the opportunity for Baltimore to see it first and also see, you know, what their input would be, because, you know, we're midway through the editing phase, and I think it's important for people to add their input. I wanted to know if I had the stamp of approval. Mm-hmm. And so we definitely had like a first look viewing presentation where we showed highlights, and people got to see it firsthand, and, you know, it was an amazing love. I want to show it to the crew and our, you know, our dancers. Kids as young as 5, you know, got to see themselves. And I remember one of our dancers just saying, one of the kids saying, "I'm a star," you know, when they saw the trailer. And that was such a beautiful thing. And leading up to even South By, we, you know, had a series of, like, trailer and live events in Baltimore to get people excited. Because, like I said, this film actually wasn't made to just play out in festivals. When I made this film, I made it with intention for a universal and global audience. So whether you're experiencing it in a festival, a museum, on a streaming site, you know, you get that experience. And so that was really always the goal for me. You know, South by Southwest was going to be our moment for me, like our world premiere. So, you know, we're having conversations about how to really get this out to the people. And I want to treat it and handle it with care, but mm-hmm. I'm super excited. I feel like, you know, everything happens for a reason, and we're just in a crazy time right now where we just have to learn to adjust and adapt. But I'm still grateful and show gratitude to all the, you know, love and all the press that's reaching out, because I do feel like we have something special on our hands.
All right. When we know where people can see it, will you let us know?
We'll definitely, they can follow our page. They can follow our page, Dark City Beneath the Beat. It's Dark City B-N-O-R-E, B-A-R-C-K-C-I-T-Y-B-N-O-R-E on Instagram. And also T.T. the Artist. We definitely post updates. As soon as we know, the world's going to know, for sure.
And that was T.T. the Artist on Instagram and Be More Music. Dark City Beneath the Beat, T.T. the Artist, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
You too.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.